आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। 5-day long special session of parliament begins today. Session to begin in the existing building and shift to new building tomorrow. Government to offer up to 8% subsidy for loans given to artisans under Vishwakarma Yojana. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says resistance of United Nations to reform will lead to people start finding solutions outside. Shantiniketan included in UNESCO World Heritage List. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates the nation on the occasion. And in sports, Indian shooter Elaven Valarivan wins gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle event at ISSF World Cup in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And now the news in detail. The 5-day long special parliament session will begin today. The parliamentary proceedings will begin as usual in the old building today, and from tomorrow it will shift to the new parliament building, which was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 28th of May this year. More details from our correspondent.
The 5-day special session of parliament will begin with a discussion on a parliament journey of 75 years, starting from the Samvidhan Sabha of its achievement, experience, memories and learnings. During the entire day, the discussion will take place in both the houses separately. After that, the session of both houses of the parliament shifted to the new parliament buildings, coinciding with the Ganesh Chaturthi. From Wednesday, the regular business will take place in the new parliament building. There are a total of 8 bills that will be taken up in this special session of parliament, including 4 bills which has already been listed. These 4 bills are the appointment of Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners. The other listed business for Lok Sabha includes the Advocates Amendment Bill 2023 and the Press and Registration of Periodicals Bill 2023, which has already passed in Rajya Sabha. Besides, the Post Office Bill 2023 has also been listed in the Lok Sabha business. Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Ahead of the special session, the government held an all-party meeting of the floor leaders in New Delhi yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Deputy Leader of the House in Lok Sabha, Union Minister and Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, Piyush Goyal, and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi represented the government in the meeting. Several leaders of the opposition parties, including Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary from Congress, Farooq Abdullah of National Conference, TMC's Derek O'Brien, Aam Aadmi Party's Sanjay Singh, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party and RJD's Manoj Kumar Jha were also present in the meeting. Addressing the media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said 51 leaders of 34 parties participated in the meeting. He said the session will start in the existing Parliament building tomorrow and it will be shifted to the new building tomorrow.
Parliamentary journey of 75 years starting from Samvidhan Sabha, achievement, experiment, experiences, memories and the learning, and entire day there will be discussion in the both the houses separately. Next day there will be photo session in the existing parliament building and there will be function in the central hall at 11 o'clock. After that we are going to enter new parliament. First day of the session will in the new parliament will held on 19th, and from 20th there will be regular government business.
During the meeting, several opposition parties made a strong pitch for the passage of the Women Reservation Bill during the session. The bill seeks to reserve 1/3 of all seats for women in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. In the meeting, the leaders also paid tributes to security forces personnel who laid their lives in Jammu and Kashmir during the recent encounter. Earlier yesterday, Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar hoisted the national flag at New Parliament Building. The flag was hoisted at the top of Gajdwar of the building. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government will offer up to 8% subsidy for loans given to artisans under the Vishwakarma Yojana launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. Ms. Sitharaman, during the launch event of the Yojana, said the government has already made a provision of 13,000 crore rupees in the budget 2023-24. Sharing the details of Vishwakarma Yojana, the finance minister said collateral-free loans to artisans would be provided at a very affordable interest rate of 5%. The scheme covers 18 activities, including carpenter, goldsmith, blacksmith, mason, stone sculptor, barber and boat makers. the government will provide up to 3 lakh rupee loan. Initially, 1 lakh rupees loan will be given and the beneficiary would be eligible for an additional 2 lakh rupees after repayment schedule of 18 months. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the resistance of the United Nations to reform its structure will eventually lead to the body being an acrostic and people will start finding solutions outside. The External Affairs Minister made the remarks in an address to students of the Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. External Affairs Minister further said that the pressure to change has grown over the years on the UN and the message needs to be understood by the global body. Notably, reforms in the global systems have been an issue continuously raised by India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the global stage. During his concluding address at the G20 Leaders Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi reiterated his stance of making global systems, including United Nations Security Council, in accordance with the realities of the present. The fourth and final meeting of the G20 Framework Working Group under the India G20 presidency will begin in Raipur, Chhattisgarh today. More details from our correspondent.
More than 65 delegates from G20 members and invitee countries and various international and regional organizations will participate in the G20 Framework Working Group meeting to be held in Raipur from today. During the two-day meeting, the group facilitates discussions on the latest global economic outlook and policy guidance on key macroeconomic issues. The meeting will take stock of the discussions in the FWG in 2023 and explore future areas of work. On the sidelines of the meeting, the Reserve Bank of India will host a series of Jan Bhagidari events, including panel discussions on digital banking and financial inclusion, financial literacy programs, a G20 awareness program, a painting contest and a slogan writing contest. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. Shantiniketan has been included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. The UNESCO made the announcement in a post on X yesterday. The decision to include Shantiniketan in the list was taken during the 45th session of the World Heritage Committee, currently underway in Saudi Arabia. Established in 1901 by Maharishi Dibendranath Tagore, father of Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore, Shantiniketan is located in Birbhum district of West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the nation on the occasion. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that this is a proud moment for all Indians. Expressing delight over the achievement, Mr. Modi said that Shantiniketan is an embodiment of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore's vision and India's rich cultural heritage. In Kerala, a central team comprising animal husbandry experts will arrive in Kozhikode today to undertake a detailed study in the Nipah-affected areas. The team will also attend a meeting chaired by the State Animal Husbandry Minister, Chinchu Rani. Meanwhile, no fresh Nipah positive cases were reported in the district yesterday. More report from our correspondent.
The central team will be joined by doctors and scientists of the State Institute for Animal Disease and the Kerala Veterinary and Animal Science University. The team will undertake a detailed study and collect samples from the Nipah-affected areas of the district. Already, samples of carcasses found in the region have been sent for testing. 36 samples of bats trapped by another team from the National Institute of Virology were also sent for testing. The authorities said genomic sequencing of bats will be done to understand the transmission and epidemiology of Nipah infection. Experts from the National Institute of Virology yesterday visited Mardongara in Kuttiyadi and the house of the first Nipah victim who died on the 30th of last month. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
In a bid to promote organic farming, Punjab government has undertaken a pilot project under which residue-free basmati has been cultivated in Chogwan block of Amritsar district. Residue-free practices entail minimal or no usage of chemicals. The Chogwan block falls in the basin of Ravi River and has favorable climatic conditions to nurture the most aromatic long-grain basmati rice, making it export-quality produce. The State Agriculture Minister, Gurmeet Singh Khudiyan, said that an awareness campaign has also been launched in the area to sensitize farmers about the judicious use of pesticides, and nearly 10 insecticides or fungicides have been banned for application on basmati crop. More details from our correspondent.
The Chogwama block has around a total 32,000 hectares cultivated area, of which 28,753 hectares covered under the paddy crop. Out of the total 102 villages, 42 villages of the block have been selected under this pilot project. Basmati rice has a great export potential, as most of the basmati produced in the region is being exported to more than 60 countries, including Arab, European and Middle Eastern region. Amritsar district alone exported basmati rice around 9,000 crore rupees last year. More than 3,600 farmers have been shortlisted after the door-to-door survey conducted by the Agriculture Department. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Indian shooter Elvanil Valarivan has won the gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF World Cup 2023 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Olympian Elvanil Valarivan shot 252.2 from her series of 24 shots in the final and narrowly beat France's Oshin Muller. A total of 8 shooters qualified for the final. This was Elvanil Valarivan's second individual ISSF World Cup medal. Earlier, Elvanil Valarivan finished 9th in the qualification round with 630.5. The Rio meet is the last rifle and pistol ISSF World Cup of 2023. The ongoing event in the Brazilian city will be followed by the finals in Doha, Qatar, scheduled from November 18 to 27th. India have sent a 16-member squad for the ISSF World Cup. In cricket, India demolished host Sri Lanka by registering a 10-wicket win in the final to lift the Asia Cup in Colombo yesterday evening. Opting to bat, the hosts were bundled out for a paltry score of 50 runs in just 15.2 overs. India's Mohammad Siraj brought Sri Lanka down to their knees with a 6-wicket haul. He was followed by Hardik Pandya, who took 3 wickets, along with 1 wicket by Jasprit Bumrah. In reply, India achieved the target of 51 runs in just 6.1 overs. Ishan Kishan at 23 and Shubman Gill at 27 remained unbeaten. Mohammad Siraj was declared player of the match and Kuldeep Yadav player of the series. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Team India for their victory. In tennis, India won the Davis Cup World Group 2 tie against Morocco 4-1 in Lucknow yesterday. India registered victories in reverse singles and doubles. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today have extensively covered with photographs the launch of PM Vishwakarma scheme, inauguration of India International Convention and Expo Center, extension of Delhi Airport Metro Express line, all this coinciding with the birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday. The Times of India headline reads, PM launches 13,000 crore rupees scheme for artisans. PM Modi travels by metro to inaugurate extension of Airport Metro Express line, informs the Statesman. Ahead of special session of Parliament, the Asian Age writes, all party meet, push for women's quota. New Parliament to host session from tomorrow, headlines the Hindu. And finally, those likely to default on monthly installments to be reminded with a box of chocolates. SBI to send borrowers a sweet reminder for timely repayment, writes the Financial Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 5-day-long special session of Parliament begins today. Session to begin in the existing building and shift to new building tomorrow. Government to offer up to 8% subsidy for loans given to artisans under Vishwakarma Yojana. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar says, resistance of United Nations to reform will lead to people start finding solutions outside. Shantiniketan included in UNESCO World Heritage List. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates the nation on the occasion. And in sports, Indian shooter Elvenel Valarivan wins gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle event at ISSF World Cup in Rio de Janeiro. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.